What is the essence of Veda? The content of mighty Vedas is so beautifully classified by Bhagavan Adi Shankara. In his introduction to Bhagavad Gita, in his Bhashya, he defines Vedas to offer two basic types of knowledge. Pravritti Lakshanaha, Nivritti Lakshanaha, Didokta Vedokta Dharmaha. In other words, the Veda Dharma is given, the first one as the Pravritti Lakshanaha, or the do's and don'ts of karma, which one must follow for perfecting the roles of karta and bhokta. You can simply take it as dharma. The second one is Nivritti Lakshanaha, which is about jnana. So Vedas provide dharma and jnana. Dharma is life principle, and jnana is inquest beyond the life principle. So let us take dharma or the pravritti lakshana first. These are described as the do's and don'ts, or the vidhi nisheta rupa. Vidhi is what must be followed, and nisheta is what must be avoided. To understand this better, we can also look at these vidhi nisheta rupa into two types of dharma: samanya dharma and vishesha dharma. What is samanya dharma? Samanya dharma is that which is ordinarily to be followed by all. This applies to all human beings and do not change according to time or places. These are common virtues. For example, the statement Satyam Vada, speak the truth, is a samanya dharma. It's the most fundamental, and we must be able to recognize them easily because of the inherent human nature. These need not be learned only by study of scriptures, which is of course good, but simply through the human instincts. So one way to identify samanya dharma is through personal validity. If something that is done to you is no good to you, you shall not do that to others. For example, I do not like my goods to be stolen by anyone. This would mean that I shall not steal from anyone. So, just remember, all common virtues are samanya dharma. What is vishesha dharma? It is a special dharma. This requires proper understanding and correct learning from the scriptures or the learned, or from the tradition. It is only because vishesha dharma varies from person to person and also on the time, depending on the roles. So within the general human context, we must now consider our role context as we perform under different multiple roles. What is this role context? Although we have the roles of karta and bhokta in general, we also perform different multiple roles within being karta and bhokta. The roles that we assume are given to us as we go through the various stages of life. For example, a student life as a brahmacharya, family life as a grihastha, retired life as known as vanaprastha, or a life of seeker or a sannyasa. These are the stages of our personal progression in life. Vedas define the dharma for these stages under the title Ashrama Dharma. Ashrama Dharma. Additionally, in discharging our duties in the society, we may have to follow certain roles and disciplines in the capacity of a Brahmin, a Kshatriya, a Vaishya, or a Shudra, etc. Vedas define these under the title Varna Dharma. I'm not going to spend now on this concept known as Varna Ashrama Dharma any more time, but simply understand the multiple role responsibilities that one has to own in one's own life In these modern days, we can simply equate this in a personal context, like the role of a father, mother, husband, wife, son, daughter, friend, etc. And in the societal context, by the profession we do, say doctors, soldiers, policemen, teacher, etc. The dharma for these roles are called Vishesha Dharma. So what is the confusion in the role context then? All of the confusions in life mainly originate in the lack of understanding of our roles and the associated role responsibilities. We may be a good teacher at school, but if we behave like a teacher at home all the time and not as a parent, we fail in our parental responsibilities. Is it not? The true wisdom is the ability to discriminate of dharma as per the role we have chosen and following to that. The conflict of role responsibilities and the priorities between the Vishesha Dharma and Samanya Dharma gets us into the muddle. Such conflict of dharma is known as Dharma Sankata. Dharma Sankatam is not whether to eat a pizza or the dosa. Dharma Sankatam is about taking the priority of conflicting dharmas. This is what trapped Arjun, who was confused about his role responsibilities. So, between Samanya Dharma and Vishesha Dharma, what takes the priority? Shastras clearly state that the Vishesha Dharma must take priority and must be enforced. For example, do not kill is a Samanya Dharma to all. But for the soldier, the Vishesha Dharma is to kill the enemy at war. He cannot remain passive at war, as his Vishesha Dharma orders otherwise. He is not bound by the Samanya Dharma at this time of just war. I said just war because all these conditions are under the rule of dharma and dharma alone. So when the karma is action, when the karma is guided by dharma, and when dharma paves the path for our endeavors, then we can lead a lofty life and personify the very essence of humanity. Thus we understand that dharma is a core requirement for the second goal, to instill high ideals in our life. In reality, karma is very much ruled by dharma. So these two are inseparable. So the question is, so what is the benefit of following dharma or the pravritti lakshana? There are three key benefits. Needs. Firstly, it helps us to achieve our needs for life on earth. The two of the purushartham, namely artha and kama, the basic and enhanced needs for our life. It is also known as prayers for our pleasure and sensual enjoyments. The second benefit of following dharma is objective knowledge. It gives better understanding of our life and therefore modifies our goal. We attain the knowledge to choose right objective, purushartha viveka, or the objective knowledge, the ability to identify the right goal or the objectivity. The third benefit of following dharma is the transformation of character. Because it's not good enough to have an objective set, but you may have the quality to reach that. Purushartha yogyata. So, to recap, the benefits of dharma are achieving needs, N, objective knowledge, O, and transformation of character, T, N-O-T, not. So let's recap. As human beings, to achieve total happiness in the roles of karta and bhokta, firstly, with buddhi, we possess sad, self-consciousness, application of knowledge, and discriminating intellect. by following dharma, we achieve not the needs, objective knowledge, and the transformation of character. So that, third, we can progress through the goals to die, to differentiate living, instill human ideals, and evolve to divinity. Sad not to die. Just remember this. Sad not to die. Okay, what is the progression after following the Prabhupada Lakshana? By following Prabhupada Lakshana, we become modified in our characters. Our goals are continuously refined because of that. And now we are ready to seek the path for the total happiness called Shreyas. According to Vedas, this requires the second part of the Shastra, which Adi Shankara calls it as Nivritti Lakshana.